Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So here are your Two Sauce Gardener clips. And I would like to thank these guys on the 4Play Golf Channel for bringing us up on the first hole, basically, or the second hole. So it was easy to find. This was Jersey Jerry suggesting Pittsburgh to Sauce as they were driving on the cart path.
The Steelers need a corner. You come in?
Porter.
Yeah, I know. We need another one. We need a two. We need a second corner.
Yeah, I got Deontay.
He's getting old, though. I mean, he did his thing for a long time.
He's
getting old. He had some back problems, you know?
All right, so that's part one, as they would continue.
And by the way, I was shocked that Sauce said a number two. Like, when he goes, we need a number two. And he was like, wait, because he doesn't think of himself as a number two.
He thinks himself as the best cornerback in football.
Yeah, right.
And then here he continues, really wants him to go to the Steelers.
Listen, Tomlin would love you.
Hey, Tomlin is a cool coach for sure.
We got the money, too. Give you a new deal, Sauce, no?
But I can just get a new deal with the Jets this offseason, though, too, man. I love it. I love New York.
I know. Aaron Glenn, too.
Aaron Glenn.
I know. He's great.
All right. So he says the specific thing there that sticks out is this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks this offseason. And later in the video, the cap goes up, like the news breaking of the cap going up happened, and he was like, you know, went up $22 million, and he was all excited about it. So I don't think it's going to happen this offseason for him, but he believes it will. So it was interesting.
It sounds like it, no doubt. The Raiders did give Max Crosby a 3-year extension, $106 million. Here was John Spytek.
This is obviously a big commitment, and it's not lost on us how big that is, but there's no one we'd rather do it with than Max and what he stands for and the way he plays the game and the passion. I mean, that's what Coach and I have talked about. And
what are you laughing at?
Why do black people like Dodge Chargers? Sorry. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. Someone Googled that enough for this to be an auto fill.
Oh.
Think about that.
We do. We like Dodge Chargers and Hellcats. That's our kind of thing.
Sorry, Jerry.
That's all right. Here's Crosby. I'll continue being the player I've been.
It doesn't change my approach. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be here same time every single day and put the work in. That's just a byproduct of, you know, the sacrifice that we do on a daily basis. So when I'm retired, whenever that day is, you know, maybe go on a couple more vacations. But for the time being, I'm focused on being the best on the planet at what I do.
So I don't know if I'd be more excited if I was a Jet fan here in Sauce or a Raider fan here in Max Crosby there.
Yeah, well, Max Crosby, a much better player than Sauce Gardner, albeit different positions.
But they're there, guys. That's all.
Yeah, there are. I don't believe with this new regime. And, you know, Boomer says this whole thing, too, that I don't quite understand. But he says the only reason they would get a contract this offseason if they want to take a major discount. That would be the only reason why the Jets would give them a contract in this offseason. So Hopefully that isn't a bone of contention with him and Garrett Wilson if they don't get him and Mooj doesn't give them the deals. But, you know, we'll, something to follow.
Yeah, I think this year is a prove-it year for his sauce without a doubt, especially after the down year he had this year. But also, I think people don't realize how big of a player DJ Reed is.
Yeah.
Like, that guy competed and fought and took on every number one possible. They try to, you know, they try to isolate him in a lot of different ways as far as going at him. And he just stood tall in a lot of big situations. They're going to have to get somebody to balance that out. Yeah, you could pay Sauce, but you better get somebody on the opposite side of him that can kind of fill the shoes DJ Reed had.
I'll have a lot more football coming up throughout the course of the morning. Do have some good stuff that we can get to. I'll tell you, the Knicks are in L.A. to take on the Lakers tonight. Los Angeles has won 7 in a row, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to play. He is joining them there, so that's at least good news. The Nets are home for the Warriors. Brooklyn has lost 5 in a row. Bucks beat the Mavericks. Notable as Giannis goes for 32 points. He goes over 20,000 for his career. Now, this is coming, you know, off the heels of LeBron going over 50,000 the other night. Here was Giannis reacting to that big number.
It's a good feeling. Like, I'm proud of the journey, but I have so much more to give. I'm 30 years old. I have so much to give. I'm changing my game. I'm becoming more efficient, more effective.
Okay, we'll see if he can get the 30 and 40,000. Who knows? The Cavaliers won again, 12 in a row for them. They beat the Heat 112-107, first team to clinch a playoff spot. From baseball, how about Jose Iglesias going to the Padres on a minor league deal?
I know. You know what I'm more surprised at? Because David Stearns came flat out.
The Yankees.
Yes. Exactly. Took the words right out.
I know.
That's a team that would make so much more sense. He's already here. You know what he could do. The need at third base. They've had an emphasis this offseason on defense. Yeah, surprising. I don't know. It's a shame because I would have liked to have him around. It would have been tough to see him on the Yankees, but I just think that the modern day GM looks at what he did last year as an aberration. That's what I think.
Okay, there's not one team that could have used him and given him a major league deal.
I agree.
I mean, you're one guy in the league, call him the MVP of the Mets. Or the National League, excuse me. Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Capitals and Rangers. Rangers had a 2-1 lead in the third. Then Alex Ovechkin struck with career goal 885. And then in overtime.
Under a minute to go, 2-1 Caps. Wilson to Strome. Strome waits down low. They score. Tom Wilson wins it for Washington.
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG. 3-2 the final. Well, not long before they were going to go to a shootout, but instead they get the win in overtime. Alex Ovechkin, we mentioned, 885, so he's now 9 away from tying Wayne Gretzky's 894 and 10 away from breaking the record. In the loss, goals for Artemi Panarin and Sam Carrick. College basketball of note, UConn beat number 20 Marquette 72-66. You've got St. John's closing out their regular season at Marquette on Saturday, and Ole Miss beat number 4 Tennessee 78-76.
All right, thank you, Jerry. We'll see you next hour.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.